Morning. Today's daf in Yuma, daf Lamed Beis. We are in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So let's take one step backwards. Let's go back to the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We did the Mishnah yesterday. We did already some of the Gemara. I like to go back because it really is one thread of thought. So we turn back to the Mishnah. Now, over the course of today, we're going to be looking at the Avodas Yom HaKippurim from a macro scale. An excellent daf today, just in terms of introducing us to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Avodas Yom HaKippurim can be found in Chumash. Well, your first source you're going to go to in terms of understanding the Avodas Hayom. So it's in Parshas Achrimos. It covers the first Aliyah of Parshas Achrimos. You begin Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Aleph, and it goes through, actually, first two Aliyahs. First three Aliyahs. Okay, it goes through basically the entirety of Perek Tazayin. Goes through the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And there's a lot of details, and we're going to be going over the course of this Masechta over a lot of details, but for today, well, we get to see the entire Avodah from a macro scale. We're going to be able to take a look at the totality of the day from the perspective of the Kohen Gadol and specifically how he changes his clothing. We're going to see this again and again today, or we'll see this over the course of the Masechta, that he's going to tovel in the mikvah five times. Every time he tovels in the mikvah, that means it's a new change of clothing. So he goes from gold to white to gold to white to gold. That's not all you need to know, but that's the basic outline of what happens over the course of the day of Yom Kippur. He starts the day in gold, he goes then to white, I'm talking about his clothing, he then goes back to gold, he then goes back to white, and then he goes back to gold. So that's five changes. The five changes are going to require five tefillahs in the mikvah. Five tefillahs in the mikvah, each time he tovels in the mikvah, he's going to be washing his hands twice, washing his hands and feet twice. The specifics about washing his hands and feet, subject to a machlokas, we're actually going to see the machlokas right now in the Gemara. But that's the basic outline of the day of Yom HaKippurim. Over the course of today, we're going to explain what happens when he goes from gold to white, what happens when he goes from white to gold. In other words, we're going to go through each detail of the change, and we're going to be able to take a look at the entirety of the day from that perspective. We start with the Mishnah. We did the Mishnah already yesterday, but we start with the Mishnah. Pasha Yarad Vitavol, so he's poshed, he takes off his clothing, meaning he's wearing his regular weekday clothing, and he goes into the mikvah, he tovels in the mikvah, Olav, he comes up from the mikvah, and his topic, he dries himself off with the towel, Hevi'alo, Big Day Zahav, he puts on his Big Day Zahav, that's the, Big Day Zahav is just a reference to the regular begadim of the Kohen Gadol, regular begadim, meaning his yearly begadim, the Kohen Gadol. Part of what makes him the Kohen Gadol is the fact that he wears a shmona begadim. He wears eight articles of clothing. A regular Kohen Hedjot wears four articles of clothing, and the Kohen Gadol wears twice as much. In addition to the pants, tunic, belt, and hat, so the Kohen Gadol wears the choshen, the me'il, and the tzitz. It goes around his head. Is the fourth one Urim V'Tumim? Whatever. But there are four more begadim that are added to the Kohen Gadol over and above the what is Me'il Eifod, no, Me'il Eifod Choshen, and then maybe Me'il, no, I'm sorry, and Sitz. Okay, fine. So those are the four extra begadim that are worn by the Kohen Gadol. It's called Big Day Zahav because it has gold. That sits is made of gold, and there's gold in the choshen. So it's referred to as the Big Day Zahav, and also it's referred to as the Big Day Zahav because, as we're going to see, when he changes into his clothing to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's all lavan. It's all linen. So that's what's called Big Day Lavan. So just a simple way of contrasting Big Day Kodesh versus Big Day Lavan. So Hevi'lo Big Day Zahav Lavash VeKidush HaDavar HaGlav. He puts on the clothing. He washes his hands. Hevi'lo Satami. They bring him the carbon tami. Now this is the first avodah that's done over the course of the day on Yom Kippur as well, which is the Tamishol Shachar, card, so he makes the first incision, Umerik Acher Shechita, someone else is going to finish off the Shechita, Ayado Kibbal Saddam, he collects the blood, meaning he's doing the Shechita, he's doing the Kabbalah Saddam, Vizarko, and he sprinkles the blood on the Mizbech, Nichnas Lahakta Ketor Shol Shachar, he burns the regular Ketoris of the morning, Ulahet Vizaneros, and he cleans out the Neros, Ulahakri Vizarosh Vesa Ivarim, and he offers the head and the Ivarim of the Karban Tamid, Vahachavitim, and also the Minchas Chavitim, which is the mincha offered by the Kohen Gadol every day. Ve'esayayin, and he also brings the wine as well. Ketor shel shachar ha'isa kreva bein dam le'ivarim shel bein arbayim bein arvarim l'nesachim. And then the Mishnah just notes that as far as the ketoris in the morning, so that goes between the blood and the avarim. The ketoris of the afternoon, that goes between the Evarim and the Nesachim. Okay, a point which the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to discuss. The last point of the Mishnah is, let's say the Kohen is older, or he's just very delicate. So what do we do with this Kohen Gadol? Tovel in a very nice cold mikvah, right, coming from natural spring water. So we heat up the mikvah, which is a topic which the Gemara later on is going to discuss as well. Okay, but for our purposes right now, the part that we need to focus in on, zoom in on, is the first part of the Mishnah, which describes him getting dressed for the first time of the day. Meaning he's wearing his big day chol, and he's wearing clothing, but it's just, that's not big day kodesh, he's just wearing his regular clothing, and now he's changing for the first time of the day. So what does he do? So the Mishnah describes, the first thing he does is he tovels in the mikvah. After toveling in the mikvah, then he gets dressed in his big day kodesh, specifically his big day zahav, and then what does he do? He washes his hands. Okay, that's our Mishnah.
The way it changes to the Big Day Lavan, how many? Only four? What? Or eight?
No, Big Day Lavan is only four. Okay, now, the Big Day, the Mishnah has it that he's washing his hands how many times? The Mishnah has it he's washing his hands once. Okay? Which in of itself is fine, meaning that's not problematic. The problem is going to become, and this is going to be today's topic of discussion, the Gemara, really the theme of today, is that we need to get to the number 10, meaning that we're going to have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that the Kohen Gadol washes his hands 10 times. In the Chumash itself, there's no mention that he washes his hand 10 times, but as we're going to see over the course of today's daf, we need a total of 10 washings. Okay, now, where he changes his clothing 5 times. Now, if we make the assumption that he washes his hands twice with every change of clothing, that'd be great. That's 2 times 5, that's 10. The problem, of course, is that our Mishnah doesn't mention 2 hand washings in that first change. So that's the Gemara's discussion. Basically, what the Gemara wants to now know is, the question which I'm setting ourselves up for is, how do we get to the number 10? But before that point in time, the Gemara wants to now know, who is our Mishnah subscribing to? Which viewpoint is the Mishnah subscribing to? It's a machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Truth of the matter is, we haven't seen the machlokas yet. The machlokas is coming up on Daf Lamed Daled. But nevertheless, right now, the Gemara is assuming that we have some familiarity, and the Gemara wants to know, who is our Mishnah going like? Amru Rabbanan Kamei Rav Papa, Hadlok Rav Meir. So we start with the Gemara, and the Gemara notes, our Mishnah cannot be going like Rav Meir. D'i Rav Meir, because I think I understand Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that every time you put on a new article of clothing, again, the Kohen's going to do it 5 times over the course of the day, so how many times do you wash your hands? Twice, according to Rav Meir. Meaning that right now, Rav Papa is of the assumption that what Rav Meir requires is 2 kiddushim, 2 hand washings, every time he puts on a new article of clothing. So, if that's true, so according to Rav Meir, how do you get to the number 10? That's easy. Because there's going to be, over the course of the day, five clothing changes. The problem is that according to Rav Meir, the problem is our Mishnah doesn't seem to be on like Rav Meir. Because our Mishnah only mentions V'kidei Shadav once, not twice. So ostensibly our Mishnah is not going like Rav Meir. Again, it's not the end of the world. As we pointed out yesterday, Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. It'd be nice if our Mishnah went like Rav Meir, but it seems like our Mishnah's not going like Rav Meir. Amlu Rav Papa, Bein L'Rabban, Bein L'Rameir, Chad Apshita, Debik Dekosh, V'chad L'Avisha. So the Gemara says, no, you're fundamentally wrong about Rav Meir. You think Rav Meir requires 2 hand washings for every time he puts on the Levisha. He puts on a new set of clothing. Wrong. I say wrong. I mean, I'm just explaining the Gemara. It's not my. I know I sounded pretty sharp. So, but no, that's not correct. The truth of the matter is that one hand washing is for the removal of the previous clothing, and one hand washing is for the donning of the upcoming clothing. And the only machlok between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is just simply sequence. It's a sequential debate. Pasha v'rachatz v'lavash, Rav Meir safar mekish pshita levisha. Ma levisha v'lovesh, achar kach mekadesh, af pshita poshet v'achar kach mekadesh. Rav Meir says, look, there's going to be 2 hand washings, and one's going to go on the disrobing, and the other one's going to go on the robing. Fine. But the difference is going to be, well, not the difference, but just like first you get dressed, then you hand wash, so too, first you disrobe, and then you hand wash. Meaning that Reb Meir's Shita is that the two hand washings are going one on the Pshita and one on the Levisha. It's just a question of what the correct order is. So you take off the big day, whatever begadim you were wearing, you wash your hands, then you put on whatever begadim you're going to be putting on, and then you wash your hands.
When is he going to the mikveh? I don't understand it. Doesn't he take off his clothing, go to the mikveh?
Right.
Puts his clothing and washes his hand out of the
stand. Right. So according to a mayor, you take off your clothing,
right.
You do kiddush adam v'raglaim, you then go to the mikveh, you don't wash, then you put on the new begadim, and then you do kiddush adam v'raglaim. It's Rashi, to quote Rashi, gzeres hakasef. I mean, it doesn't have to make correct. Doesn't have to make sense. Meaning, just that's right. Rashi uses such terminology,
okay.
Right? Because there was a custom. Meaning, that's what the Torah wants. Okay.
But maybe the concern is that when you're changing your clothes, you may have to touch your body and you gotta wash your hands.
Yeah, but again, this is now washing your hands on Yom Kippur. Meaning, you know,
it doesn't make sense. I'm saying
if you undress,
yeah,
and go to the mikveh.
But
you undress, you wash your hands, and you go into the mikveh.
Touching part of your body.
Right. All that is wonderful. It's good, but I'm just telling you. It's gzeres hakasav. That's just simply what the Torah wants the Kohen Gadol to conduct himself on Yom Kippur. V'rabbanan savrei, make his pshita l'levisha. Now the Chachamim, again, are going to arrive at the same general approach, that there are two hand washings. One is going on the Peshitta, and the other one is going on the Levisha. And now it's just a question of what the correct sequence is. Ma Levisha kishu lavush mekadesh, ha Peshitta kishu lavush mekadesh. Look, when you wash your hands while donning the new clothing, you wash your hands only after having the clothing on. So too, when you wash your hands for disrobing, you're going to wash your hands while still having the clothing on. Fine. So that's it. Meaning that's the entirety of the machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. If so, so then the whole assumption of your premise was that, well, Reb Meir requires two hand washings every time he puts on new clothing. No, that's not. There's no, right now what the Gemara is arguing, that there's no debate. When you put on clothing, you wash your hands. When you take off clothing, you wash your hands. And the only issue is what the sequence is. Should it be hand washing, disrobing, going to the mikvah, putting on the new clothing, hand washing? That's the Chachamim, or disrobing, hand washing, mikvah, putting on new clothing, hand washing, Rabbi Meir. Okay, that's it. That's the only machlokas. And if that's correct, so then who's our Mishnah going like? Everybody. Because our Mishnah is only talking about the first time. The first time he's not, meaning yes, he's taking off clothing, but he's not taking off Big Day Kodesh. That doesn't require hand washing. So all he's doing is he's taking off his big day chol. He's going to the mikvah. He's going to put on his big day kodesh for the first time of the day. He'll wash his hands once. Fine. And if all this is true, then our Mishnah would in fact be going like everybody, Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Amalei Rabban Rav Papa Umi Matzis Amatachi. So I'm sorry. The Chachamim say to Rav Papa, no, you're incorrect. The Hatanyan, the reason why we think you're incorrect is because we have a brisa, and here's how the brisa reads: Parsu Sanu Shabbutz Beino Levena'am. They hold out a big linen sheet. Pashad V'yard V'tava Alav in his topic. He goes down into the mikvah. He comes up from the mikvah. He dries himself off. Avilo Big Day Zahav. They bring him the gold begadim V'lavash. And he puts it on v'kidei shadavirag lav, and he washes his hands. So far, so good. That sounds just like our Mishnah. But then the brisa goes on. Rabbi Meir Omer pashat v'kidei shadavirag lav v'yarad v'tava alav in his tabek v'yolo big dezav v'lavash v'kidei shadavirag lav. And then we have the sheet of Rabbi Meir, and this is talking about the first time in the morning. And what does he do according to Rabbi Meir? You wash your hands twice. Even for the first time. So what does it seem like? Now, it seemed like the Bryce was pretty clear that the washing of the hands is, the two washings of the hands is for the Levisha. Okay.
He washes
his hands once before going to the mikvah, according to Reb Meir. Then he goes to the mikvah. Then he comes out of the mikvah. He puts on his begadim and he washes his hands again.
Isn't there a halacha that you're supposed to relieve yourself to go to the mikvah?
Well, again, this is, that's a separate issue. Meaning, when you go to the bathroom, so you have to go to the mikvah. But this is just talking about the Avodas Yom Kippur.
But if somebody's going to the mikvah, like a tradition mihak, they have to go to the bathroom beforehand, right? So
okay, could be. But this is just a halacha within Avodas Yom Kippur that you have to go to the mikvah. And according to a mayor, you have to wash your hands twice. And the way the Brisa presents it, you have to wash your hands twice, even if it's just Lavisha. Meaning that he's not taking off clothing. Again, the big day chol that he's wearing in the morning, that doesn't count for anything. He's not being poshe big day kodesh. So it comes out very clearly from the Brisa that according to a mayor, you wash your hands twice, and the twice is going just on the Lavisha. And to which the Gemara acknowledges. Itanya Tanya. Okay, what can I tell you? You have a Brisa. Meaning, I'd like to argue on the Brisa, but if you have a Brisa, I'm going to obviously concede to the point of the Brisa. Okay. Bisham le Rameir, Haini de Mishkach Hala Asar Kiddushin. Fine. So for a mayor now, and this gets to A, Ardaf, and B, the main topic of today's discussion, according to a mayor, I get how we get to the number 10. Good, because it's 5 times 2. Every time the Kohen Gadol puts on new begadim, so he has to wash his hands twice. Fine, that's the din of Reb Meir. And the washing of the hands has nothing to do with the Peshitta, it has to do with the Levisha. Good. And he's going to change his clothing 5 times today, so he's going to wash his hands twice with every new Levisha. 2 times 5 is 10. Perfect. Sorry, Kiddushin. Ela l'Rabbanan Tisha Havu, but according to the Chachamim, there are only 9. Because once for that first change, because remember, according to the Chachamim, it's one on the Pshita and one on the Levisha. In the first morning, the first change in the morning, there's no Pshita, there's no disrobing. Because again, the taking off of his big dechol, that's not considered Pshita, that's not considered disrobing. So that only counts as one. Then he's going to be changing another 4 more times. Fine, so every time he takes off big dechodesh, hand wash, puts on the next big day kodesh, another hand wash, but that's only going to get us to the number 9. Where does the 10th washing come from? But the answer, which, you know, was pretty obvious, I'm sure we all saw this coming, is that no, according to the Chachamim, it works out, the accounting works out. Because when he finishes the day, and he changes from his big day kodesh to the big day zahav, to his regular weekday clothing, so then he's going to wash his hands again on the hefshed.
Isn't the avodah finished by then?
Fine, the avodah is finished, but the hand washing is going on the levisha and the pishut, right, on the dressing and the undressing. And because he's taking off his big day kodesh on Yom Kippur, so that's going to require another hand washing. So the numbers work out. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. Now, 5:10, 5:10. Obviously, the Gemara needs to get to the number 10. I mean, that's the assumption, that's the backbone of this entire daf and of this entire Gemara, that there's 10 hand washings. Where does it say? Where does it say in the Torah that it needs to be 10 hand washings? And where does it say in the Torah that it needs to tovel the mikvah 5 times? So again, if more time were allowed, I mean, and please do this. Go through the entire parsha. Go to the first 3 aliyahs of Achrei Mos. You're going to first of all become familiar with the entire Avodas Yom Kippurim, which quite frankly is necessary to get through this Masechta, and look and see if you can find where the Torah says he tovels in the mikvah. That in of itself, by the way, is a trick. just to find where he tovels in the mikvah, and then, right, I dare you, try to find where he tovels in the mikvah 5 times. Okay, with assurances, but don't trust me, look inside, with assurances that you will not find 5 tefillahs in the mikvah from the Torah. And you certainly will not find the 10 times that he washes his hands on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara assumes that that's chof al yavur, that's necessary. Necessary component of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, Tanur Rabbanan. So we're going to see this from the perspective of the Gemara. We're on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Uva Aaron el Ol Moed Lama Huba. Uba Aaron el Ol Moed. Aaron goes into Ol Moed. Yeah, this is towards the end. This is Pasuk Chav Gimel. So at this point in the Psukim, we basically have gone through the entirety of Avodas Yom Kippur. Now remember, let's just a quick synopsis. He wears his big day kodesh first, his big day zahav. Okay, And what is he doing? The Tamid Shel Shachar. He's doing the morning Tamid and everything else that's mentioned in the Mishnah. The Ketores of the morning and the cleaning out of the menorah. Fine. That's he's wearing his big day zav. I mean, that's regular daily activity in the Beis HaMikdash. Then, going all the way to the beginning, here we go. So that's all the way in the beginning of the Parsha. In the beginning of the Parsha, Pasuk Dalid, so the Torah says, now he slips into his Bigadim for Yom Kippur, which is all linen. Everything's linen. Ketonis bad kodesh yobad, so the ketonis is made out of linen, and michnas bad yobasaro, the pants are made out of linen, avne bad yachgor, the belt is made out of linen, you're getting the point, or mitznafas bad yitznaf, and the hat is made out of linen. That is what in big day kodesh haim, virachatz bamayim es besaro ulevesham. Right, that's it, meaning that's the Torah's reference to the toveling of the mikvah. He tovels in the mikvah, and he puts them on. Fine. And then the Torah goes through the entire Avodas Yom. That's from Pasuk Hey and onward. And then you get to Pasuk Chav Gimel, which the Gemara is quoting right now. And then he goes in. The Torah is nondescript at this point in time where he's going in, why he's going in. The Torah just simply says he goes in, almost like comma at that point in the pasuk, and then the Torah says, "Upasha is big day habad, ashal avash bevola kodesh v'nichashan." Then he takes off his white clothing, v'rachatz b'sar b'mayim. He once again washes himself, b'malkum kodesh v'lavash is bigadav v'yatzav asar solasav olasam v'chiper badov adam. And then he does the ola for him and for the nation, and. Okay, and then it goes on. Okay. From the Torah's perspective, before we go on in the Gemara, how many changes were there from the Torah's perspective? Meaning, if all I had were Chumash, were Pesukim and Chumash, total of how many changes are we talking about? Three changes from the Torah. Meaning, the first thing he's going to be doing is wearing his big day zahav. I mean, the Torah doesn't mention that, but in other words, well, let's assume. He's going to wear his big days off to do the avoda of Tam Shel Shachar and all the morning avoda, the regular morning avoda. Then, the Torah says, he slips into his linen. He puts on his linen, and he does the entire avodas Yom HaKippurim. Then, Pasuk Chav Gimel, he takes off his big day bad, he goes back into his regular big day zahav, and then he does the rest of the avoda, which is, the Torah says, the ola for him and for the nation. That's the aisle, the two aylim, I should say, and the rest of whatever days of avoda there is, Tamishal ben Arbaim, and whatever avoda is left. From the Torah's perspective, he changes a total of three times. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a fundamental shift from the Torah Shebichsav to the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav only has him changing three times. The Torah Shebal Peh, which is today's daf, is going to have him changing five times. How do we make that? How do we transmit? Right. How do we? Thank you. How do we transition from the Torah Shebichsav to the Torah Shebal Peh? So that comes from this mysterious pasuk of Gemal. Tanu Rabbanan. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Okay. Now I properly set ourselves up. Uva Aaron Elo Maed Lama Hu Ba. Why is he going in? Right. It's strange. Meaning, isn't he there already? He's going in order to take out the spoon and the shovel. Okay, you remember the beginning of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim? So he's going in to burn Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, basic machlokas we saw earlier between the Prushim and the Stukim. It's not a machlokas, I mean, they don't have a leg to stand on. But they're of the belief that we burn the Ketores and then we go in. Right, we have the tradition that we go in and then we burn the Ketores. Anyway, but he goes in with a shovel full of hot coal, that's to burn the Ketores, and he goes in with two fistfuls of the actual Ketores, where he's burning in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's going to burn it inside, Now, what? Here's the missing part, meaning this is now the Torah Shabbat Peh. After he does the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he then comes out, he changes back into his gold, he offers the Olas Ha'am and his Ola, the isle of him and the nation. He then is going to change back into white. He's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the second time of the day to do only one thing. To take the Kaf and the Machta out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then after that, he's going to change back into gold. And that's how now this Pasuk Chaf Gimel is really going to give us two more changes. Okay? The Kol HaParsha Kula, back to the Gemara, the Kol HaParsha Kula Nemra Ala Seder, Chutz Mi Pasuk Zeh. So therefore, when you read the Chumash, and you go for the first three aliyahs of Parshas Achrei Mos, everything's in order except for Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Pasuk Chaf Gimel is out of order. Meaning, as you, if you read it as a flow, it's gold, white, Avodas Yom HaKippurim, back to gold. But the Gemara says, but don't. Meaning, that's the Torah Shebichsav. Now we'll put on top of that the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's gold, white, almost all the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, back to gold to take care of the isle of the his Ola and the nation's Ola. Back to white to go back in. That's Pasuk Chaf Gimel. That's the Uva Aaron. Sorry. Yeah, Uva Aaron El Ola Moed. He's going into Ola Moed in order to take out the Kaf and the Machta, the spoon and the shovel. Then he's going to come out, and then he's going to change it back into gold. My time up. Amar Chista Gemiri Chamesh Tefilas V'Asar Kiddushin Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekash Bavayom. And the reason why we're going to interpret the Pesukim this way is because we have Torah Shabbat Peh. And part of the Torah Shabbat Peh is Halach LaMoshe MiSinai, that there are five Tefilas and ten Kiddushim. That's Halach LaMoshe MiSinai. Right? Usually we say that Shiurim, that anything which is quantified is Halacha Moshe MiSinai. Here, it's not exactly Shiurim, but it's a number. The number is five. The number is ten. Five times the Kohen Gadol is going to Tovel. Well, why is he going to Tovel five times? All I read is the Psukim, how many times is he going to Tovel in the Mikvah? Three. So, and the Gemara makes that point. V'ika Sidron, because if I read the Psukim Kipshuto, L'mishkachalu ala l'shosh tefilas v'shesh kedushim, I would only arrive at three tefilas in the Mikvah, because he only tovels when he changes clothing. And according to the simple pshat in the Torah, he's only changing three times. But now what we're doing is we're taking Pasuk Chaf Gimel and we're shuffling it. So now it comes out that he's going to be toveling five times. He's going to have ten kiddushim.
Can I ask you a question? How come he doesn't take the shawl and everything out when he's going out?
Correct. Meaning that
right off the bat. Why didn't he leave it there and come
so
back?
So he has to leave it there and come back because we need to get to the number five. Meaning it's almost like it's a reverse maneuver. In other words, we know five is chok v'al yavor. Meaning we know five is the number. So once we know five is the number, so we know that there has to be a point in time where we know it starts in gold, we know it ends in gold, and we know there's white in the middle. So, but what the Gemara now is going to have to do, not the Gemara, but the Torah Shabbat Peh is forced to do, is now we're going to have to take some avoda where it's going to have to go from gold back to white, back to gold.
So it's gold, white, gold, white.
So it's gold, white, gold, white. Sorry. Gold, white, gold, white, gold. Okay. Again, the known is it starts in gold and ends in gold. The known is there's a large period in time where he's wearing white in the middle because that's the Avodas Yom HaKippur. Because he can't go into the Kodesh HaKadosh wearing gold. Fine. So we know it's gold, white, gold. But we need gold, white, gold, white, gold. So, because the Halacha Moshe MiSinai dictates that there are five tefillahs in the mikvah, and every tefillah is going to require a change of clothing. And so, therefore, the solution to this dilemma is that Pasuk Chaf Gimel is describing the Kohen going back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Uva Aaron El HaKodesh. Sorry, Uva Aaron El HaMoed. Yes?
So, if it's Halacha Moshe MiSinai, why do you need to drash the
Pesukim? Well, because the Halacha Moshe MiSinai is working in conjunction with the Pesukim. Meaning they're not two separate entities from one another. In other words, there has to be some sort of synergy between the two. So the Gemara's assumption is that we just got to find it. We have to. This is not a smachta. This is just pure Torah Shabbat Peh. Meaning this is how this is the conjunction, if you will, of the Torah Shabbat Chsav and the Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? I have a Chumash open. I have a Gemara open. It requires both. Tanya Amar Rav Yehuda. Okay, and for the rest of today's daf, here's what we're going to do. We're basically going to learn out exactly how we arrived at some of the conclusions that we arrived at. Meaning, truth of the matter is that the point's really been made. Meaning, I'd say we can all go home now, but we have still most of today's daf to do. But we really made the essential point, which is that you're going to tovel in the mikvah. Every time you tovel in the mikvah, there are going to be two hand washings, except for the first and the last, okay, which there's going to be, okay, again, according to Rav Meir, the way the Braisa presents it, there's two hand washings even for the first. Fine. But we know there's 10 and we know there's 5, and we know that he tovels in the mikvah every time he changes his clothing, and now basically what the Gemara is going to try to do is see all this inside the Chumash, meaning see this in the Pesukim, Tanya. So here we have now a Braisa. The Braisa here is going to record two opinions. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Minan L'Chamesh Tevilos V'Star Kedushin Shetovel Kohen Gadol Mekash Baba Yom. How do I know? How do I know that there are going to be 10 and 5? 10 Kiddushim and 5 Tov, it's 5 Tevilos in the Mikvah. So Tamal Omar Uva Aron El O Moed Upashat Es Big De Habad V'Rachatz Bisaro B'Mayim B'Makum Kadosh V'Lavash Es Bigadav V'Yatsa V'Asa. Okay, so we have two psukim working in back to back. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalid. Pasuk Chav Gimel is talking about him removing his big day bad, his whites, and then putting on the big days off. But the Torah says when he transitions, what does he do? V'rachatz b'sar b'mayim, that's tvila b'makam kadosh v'lavashas b'gadav v'yatsa v'asas olasav v'solasam. So that's where you see that he tovels when he goes from white to gold. So every time you change, you have to tovel in the mikvah. Now, the question, which the Gemara later on will ask, meaning, Ad kan divrei habraisa. The Gemara will ask the question, all I see is that he has to tovel when he goes from white to gold. How do I know that he has to tovel when he goes from gold to white? Stay tuned, the Gemara later on will ask that question. That is all Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rebbe. Minayin l'chamesh tevilos v'asar kedushin shetovel kohen gadol u'mikash bo bayom. Shenemar, k'tonis bad kodesh yilbash. Rebbe goes to the beginning of the parak. Rebbe goes to Pasuk Dalet when he's putting on the whites, when he's going from gold to white. And the Torah there says that v'rachatz b'maimus b'saro, he washes his body and he puts them on. The Omer. And on top of that, the Torah also says, Big Day Kodesh Haim. The Torah equates all the begotten one to another. Okay. V'chamish avodos hein. Now, by the way, we have now in this Braisa two opinions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, here is not, obviously not Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda Yilai. Fine. The Rabbi Yehuda says that we learn it out from when he changes from white to gold. And Rebbe learns, no, we learn it out when he changes from gold to white. That first change of the day, when he goes when he changes from his big days up to big day lavan. I mean, it's funny, can't you? can't you use both? Okay, the Gemara later on will ask that very question. Anyway, the Braisa goes on. The chamish avodos ein. There are 5 avodos. What does that mean? 5 avodos. Meaning, again, the macro look at the day of Yom Kippur. Tamash shachar be big day zahav. The first time that he's putting on his begadim is putting on his gold to do the tamash shachar. And everything that accessorizes with the Tamid Shal Shachar. Avodas Hayom Bebig De'Lavan. Then he does primarily all the Avodas Yom Kippurim in the whites. Again, go through Acher Emos. From Pasuk Dalet all the way to Pasuk Chav Gimel. Elo Ve'el Ha'am Bebig De'Zahav. And then he brings the two Elim, the two rams. Those are the Olas. And that is done after having changed into his Big De'Zahav. Then Kaf umachta bebig de lavan. This is now the fourth change, going back to whites. And the whites is going to take the spoon and the shovel out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Again, it's this fourth change where if you read the Pesukim Kipshuto, you don't see this. But nevertheless, the Gemara assumes that this is out of order, it's out of sequence. He changes back to whites to go get his machta and his big de lavan. Then one more time, fifth time, he changes back to gold. To gold, Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im Bebig De'Zahav.
The Aliyah was specific for Yom Kippur also, no?
Huh?
The
aisle was for Yom Kippur.
Yeah, the aisle, correct.
Why is it for Yom Kippur, it's not white and it's gold?
Because it doesn't have to be, the simple answer, I mean, the Torah says so, but the simple answer is because he doesn't have to go into the Kosher Kedoshim for the aisle. The aisle is a regular Ola. So that, I mean, that's a simple answer. The simpler answer would be because the Torah says so. Meaning the Torah says that the Chav Dalid, the Yatzav, Asa, Solasav, Lo Salam, Bechipir Bado, Vadam. Okay, but, right.
Whenever he goes into the Kodesh Kodeshim, it has to be white.
It has to be white. Because he can't go into Kodesh Kodeshim with gold. The principle we're going to talk about later in the Masechta. Uminayin shekol tefillah, tefillah, tzricha shnei kiddushim. Okay, so that got us through the tefillahs in the mikvah. Okay, every time he changes, he needs a tov in the mikvah. Five changes, five tefillahs in the mikvah. Good. How do I know now that there's on top of that 10 kiddushim? Tamalomer pashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. Because the Torah says, upashat, he takes off his clothing, v'rachatz, and he washes, v'rachatz, and he washes, v'lavash. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, I can arrive at the conclusion just on a simple kavachomer. Umamba, makam shein ton, tefillah ton, kiddush. Look, generally speaking, you have to wash your hands. Like we discussed earlier. You're a regular Kohen. You're going into the base of Mikdash. You're going to do avoda. You have to wash your hands. So, makam shetone tefillah, ain't no din shetone kiddush. And that's when there is no tefillah requirement. Can you imagine when there is a tefillah requirement, how much more so you have to wash your hands?
What tefillah?
Tefillah requirement.
What tefillah?
Meaning the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He has to tov on the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Imala halan. Okay, good. So, but that's one kiddush. So, Tamalam Ravaron Va Aaron Elo Moed Upashas Big Deabad Ashelavash Uma Tamalam Ashelavash Klam Adam Poshe Elamash Lavash. What does that mean? He takes off that which he wore. Well, what else are you taking off? Elalahakish Pshita Lavisha Malavisha Tam Kiddush Apshita Tam Kiddush. So just like when you put on new clothing, you have to do Kiddush Adam Raglaim. So to on the Pishut, you also have to do Kiddush Adam Raglaim. Okay, period. Okay, that is the end of the Braisa. Okay, that was a long Braisa. Braisa started about 8 lines from the top of the Amud, and the Braisa just concluded. Okay, and in this Braisa, we went over a number of points regarding the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, but in the beginning of the Braisa, the first point that we went over is, how do I know that there are 5 tefillos and Asar Kedushim? The Gemara goes on now to pick apart the Braisa. Kedarka Bekodesh. I'm Rav Yehuda Minan Chamish Tefilos Vesar Kedushin Shetova Kohen Gadol Mekash Bo Bayam Tamalamar Ubaaron Alo Moed Verachatz Besor Bamaim Bamakum Kadosh Halamata Shekol Mishana Meavod Lavo Taun Tefila. Okay, every time you change from one clothing to another, you require Tefila. This is Shitas Rav Yehuda. Now, as we pointed out, where does he learn it from? The Psukim of Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, where he's changing from his white to his gold. Where the Torah there says, V'rachatz b'saro b'mayim b'makum kadosh, v'lavashas b'gadav. So, ashkechan mi big day lavan le big day zahav. So the Gemara asks now, according to Rav Yehuda, good. The Torah does state very clearly that he has to tov on the mikvah when transitioning from white to gold. Okay. But how do I know the other way? Where in the Torah does it say that you have to wash your tov on the mikvah when you're going from gold to white? Mi big day zam, the big day lavan, mi nayin. So how do I know? So Tana, debay Rabbi Yishmael, kavachomer. Very good. So Rabbi Yishmael says, it was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael, it's to learn out through a kavachomer. Uma big day zahav, she'in kohen nechnas ben lefnai v'lefnim taon tvila. Big day lavan, she'nechnas ben lefnai v'lefnim taon tvila. She'taon tvila. So Gemara says, let's logically think about it. You have to tov on the mikvah when you're changing from white to gold. White are the holier clothing. White is what he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with. So if he's going from white to gold, and he needs to tov on the mikvah, so surely when he goes from gold to white, which would seemingly be an upgrade in clothing, so for sure he has to tov on the mikvah. That's the argument. It's a kavachomer. It sounds pretty good. Ikal HaMifrach, the Gemara says, it's a good kavachomer, but we can poke holes at the kavachomer. Umala big day zahav, shekein kaparasan meruba. Well, the big day zahav is kaparasan meruba. Okay, what does that mean? It's more kapara. What exactly does that mean? So first I'll show you Rashi, and then we'll take a look at a Tosos Yishanim. So Rashi writes, what does that mean, Kaparas Maruba? It's the first Rashi in this Amud, we're on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the very top Rashi, Shemishamish Behem Kol Yomos Hashanah. Aval avodas panim di yom kippurim eino mechaperes ela al tumas mikdash vekadoshav ki da arminim b'shavuos. So Rashi makes a statement and he says, well, it has to do with what it's going to be mechaper for. You see, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing his white begadim on Yom Kippur and going into Kodesh HaKadoshim, so obviously it's a very holy act. And obviously it provides a kapara, but limited. Meaning, what is it going to be mechaper for? Tumas mikdash vekadoshav. All the times that there was a defilement of Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody walked into the Beis HaMikdash while Tamei. Somebody did the Avodah while Tamei. That's what Yom Kippur solves. But Yom Kippur doesn't, the Avodah Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol while wearing the white is not going to be mechaper for the general sins of the Jewish people. But when it comes to the big day Zahav, worn by the Kohen Gadol in general, so he can provide a kapara for the Jewish people in general. Okay. Well, okay. So that's Rashi. Meaning, I just read Rashi. So if you take a look at Tosos Yishanim. So he quotes Rashi. It's in my Gemara. It's on the bottom. It's the first column on the bottom. So he quotes Rashi. Perish bekuntrus uvekuntrus pireish. So Tosfos Yishanim quotes Rashi and he says, what is he talking about? Isn't there the goat? Meaning, right, one of the highlights of Yom Kippur is the Seir HaMishtaleach. Both the selection of the goat and the vidui and the confession is while the Kohen Gadol is wearing white. And we bechush shemechaper al kol averos, and it provides a kapar for all the averos of all the Jewish people. So Tosfos Yishanim says, I have a difficult time understanding Rashi. Rashi says, well, the big day lavan, I'll tell you, it's not such an upgrade because it only provides a limited kapara, only for tumas mikdash vekadasha. Tosfos Yishanim says that's not true. While wearing the big day lavan, the Kohen Gadol is going to both select and confess over the seir hamishtaleach, which provides a kapara for all the Jewish people for all their sins. So therefore, he gives a different pshat. His pshat is, if you take a look at the beginning of the Tosfos Yishanim, Perishikain mechaprim harbei kol hashana kula. It's a quantitative issue. Meaning, Yom Kippur is a very holy day, but it's only one day out of the year. As opposed to the big day Kodesh, the big day Zav, so that the Kohen Gadol is wearing all 364 other days of the year. Okay, so, you know, the classic issue of quantity versus quality. So, yes, you're right. The big day Kodesh, very holy. And he's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. True. But that's one day a year. But let's not forget about the other 364 days of the year, where he's wearing big day Zahav. So again, back to the Gemara. Okay, not to get too lost in this whole discussion, but the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I have a pasuk that says that he has to tovel the mikvah when he goes from... When he makes the change from white to gold. How do I also know that he has to tovel the mikvah when he changed from gold to white? The Gemara thought a kal v'chomer would work. The Gemara says it's not a great kal v'chomer. There's a pircha in the kal v'chomer because big day zahav kaparasa maruba. Back to the Gemara. Elanaf galei mida Rebbe. So he learns it from Rebbe, meaning what we suggested, meaning that it's a tag team effort, meaning Rebbe Yehuda has a pasuk that tells us that he tovels the mikvah from white to gold. Rebbe is the one who has a pasuk that tells us that he tovels the mikvah going from gold to white. Huh? The psukim, right, they serve better in that regard. Yes.
In the Siddur, it talks about the linen when he's taking the ashes. The first thing he does, he's wearing linen, and then he changes to take the ashes.
Now, that's not the Kohen Gadol. That's a regular Kohen. That's just a regular coin. Okay, fine. Amar Rebbe. Good. So that cheetahs Rebbe Yehuda. So when all said and done, Rebbe Yehuda says that he changes his clothing, he tovels in the mikvah. How do I know that he tovels in the mikvah going from gold to white? Rebbe. How do I know that he changed, meaning cheetahs Rebbe? Pasuk Dalet. How do I know that he tovels in the mikvah when he changes from white to gold? Pasuk Chav Dalet. Fine. In other words, The psukim speak to this idea. Amar Rabbi Menachem Lechem Shvilah Vasar Kedushin Shetovah Kohen Gadol Mekash Bo Bayom. Next part of the brisa. Now we're going over Shitas Rabbi. So Tamalam Ketoros Ba'akori Shiobash Halamata Shekal Meshana Me'avod La'avod Shetan Tefila the Shetan Tefila. Period. So what Rabbi learns that he has to tov in the mikvah when from Pasuk Dalet, the beginning of the parsha, when he changes from his big day zav to his big day lavan, the Torah says that he tovels in the mikvah. Now, ashkecha mi big day zav, le big day lavan, mi big day lavan, le big day zav, mi nayin. Now, how do I know that he needs to tovel in the mikvah when he changes from his whites to his gold? Okay? Once again, we're going to go through the same process. Tan de berav shmal kavachomer. Oma big day lavan shein kaparasa meruba tun and tvila, big day zav shikaparasa meruba. Eino din shetun and tvila. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's a kavachomer, because look, going into whites, that's nice, but that's one day a year. Changing from white to gold, that's his yearly dress. That's a big deal. Kaparasa meruba, kavachomer. So the Gemara says, well, yeah, yes and no. Meaning, we can ask a pircha, the simple pircha, that when he's wearing his big day lavan, he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So maybe that's why he needs a tov on the mikvah. In other words, the kavachomer is not going to work. So, hainu diktani va'omer big day kodesh heim. V'rachatz, big day kodesh heim, v'rachatz b'saram b'mayim u'leveisham. So the Gemara says, well, that's what Rebbe, in other words, if you look back at the Braisa, on Amud Aleph, that's how Rebbe concludes his statement. Meaning, I know from Pasuk Dalet that you have to tov on the mikvah when going from your gold to your white. And then, if you look back at the Braisa, Shekol Mishan Me'avod La'avod Tavon Tevila V'Omer Big Day Kodesh Heim. Meaning, it is Big Day Kodesh. What is the Torah telling us? It is Big Day Kodesh. Meaning, it means every time you go through a dress change, you need to tov on the mikvah. V'rachatz is Bestor B'mayim U'Leveisham. V'chamesh Avodos Hein, and the five Avodos are, again, we're going back to the Braisa. We quote the next part of the Braisa. Tamash Hashachar Be'Big Day Zav. Avodos Hayom Be'Big Day Lavan. Eilu Ve'Elam Be'Big Day Zav. Kafu Machta Be'Big Day Lavan. Tamash HaBein Arbaim Be'Big Day Zav. U'minayin Shekol Tfilo Tfilo Tzricha Beis Kedushin Tamalomar U'Pashat V'rachatz. V'rachatz V'Lavash. So, okay, fine. And now we move on to the next part of the Braisa, which describes the Tfila. Sorry. The Kiddush. The washing of your hands and feet, which is done 10 times over the course of Yom Kippur, 2 times with every clothing change. And then the Gemara quotes a pasuk. The Braisa quotes a pasuk. And how do I know that? Upashat v'rachatz, v'rachatz v'lavash. To which the Gemara says, Hai betfila ksiv. What are you talking about? The psukim that you just quoted is a reference to the Kohen Toveling. We're no longer discussing Tevila, meaning we have the Pesukim for Tevila. We have Pasuk Dalet, we have Pasuk Chav Dalet, but we're not talking about Tevila right now, we're talking about washing his hands. So the Gemara says, you're right, Imeinu Inyan L'Tevila D'Nafkalem in Big Day Kodeshem, Teneo Inyan L'Kiddush. So the Gemara says we're going to use the methodology that we use often throughout the Gemara, and that's Imeinu Inyan. Meaning, I don't need the Pasuk. Once I no longer need the Pasuk for this Halacha, so therefore I'll apply to a related Halacha, which is Kiddush Yadam V'Raglayim, the washing of your hands and feet. So the Gemara says, why didn't the Torah say it more clear? Because the Torah wanted to make another point. Hakamash Malan, the Tefillah Ki Kiddush. The Gemara wanted to equate Tefillah to Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, B'Makom Kadosh, Av Tefillah, B'Makom Kadosh. So just like Kiddush is Makom Kadosh, meaning that the Torah demands that when the Kohen washes his hands, he washes his hands in the Azara. Same thing with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. When he tovels in the mikvah, it has to be in the Azara, in the Makom Kadosh. Second difficult Rashi of the day is going to be the following. Rashi says, hence, the requirement that every time the Kohen Gadol tovels in the mikvah, it has to be, as we described already a number of times, in the Lishka Saparva. Because the Lishka Saparva is in the Azara. Now remember we discussed a couple days ago, for all the tefillahs that he tovels, and again, there are five of them, so most of them are going to be done in the Lishka Saparva. What about the first one? That's right. So the first one is not done in the Lishka Saparva. The first one is done in the right on top of the Sharamayim. Right? The water gate, where there's a mikvah built on top of the gate where he tovels for that first time. So Rashi writes over here,
exclusion of
Lord. Yeah, that's even. I like that. So, Haine Diktani. Sorry, Habit Filaksiv, Hakamash Malan, Makirish Bamakum Kadosh, thank you. Rashi, Makirish Bamakum Kadosh, it's the first two words in the line are Bamakum Kadosh. Kidichsiv Bab Bamakum Kadosh, Avtfilos Abbas Machmas Machlifos Ayom, Bamakum Kadosh. Avatfil Arishona, Lo Yalafta Mine, Dahalav Da Araisahi. So Rashi says, yeah, but that first Tvila, that doesn't count because that's not a Tvila Da Araisa. It's only Tvila de Rabbanan. And that's why it can be done outside of the Azara. That's a little bit difficult, admittedly, that Rashi. Because Rashi over here says very clearly that of the five, number one is not Tvila de Araisa. How do you understand that in the context of today's daf? Meaning, what have we been discussing all day today? That there are five Tvilos and there are 10 Kiddushin, and it's Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and it's all part of the tradition, it's all Midaraisa, and then Rashi over here says, yeah, but the first one, it's not Daraisa. It's very difficult. Now, I understand why Rashi says this, meaning just in a short defense of Rashi. Meaning Rashi says that because the Gemara just taught us that in order for the Tvila to work, it has to be done Bim Makum Kadosh. And that first Tvila was not done Bim Makum Kadosh. So Rashi's kind of like stuck, meaning, well, Tvila by definition has to be in the Azara. The first Tvila we know was not done in the Azara, so then Rashi arrives at the conclusion, oh, it must be that first one's not Daraisa. Must be Darabanan. That's fine, it's just very difficult in the context of the larger discussion we've been having today, which is the five are Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So, a little bit challenging, this Rashi. It certainly needs, you know, more understanding, but I'm just presenting the issue. Okay. V'Rav Yehuda, let's just go a little bit more for today. Rav Yehuda, Kiddush Menalei. So Nafkelei, Midrav Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Now, from Rav Yehuda's standpoint, so how do I know about Kiddush? Meaning, how do I know about the washing? So he learns it from Rav Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, because Rav Yehuda can learn it out from those Pesukim. Those Pesukim for Rav Yehuda were already taken for the Chiyuv of Tvila. So now, where is he going to learn about the washing of the hands and feet? The Kal V'Chomer Rav Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Period. Okay. That's it. So let's just quickly summarize. So over the course of today, we learned that the Kohen Gadol is going to change five times. He's going to tov on the mikvah five times with each change. He's going to wash his hands 10 times. How exactly to count those 10 is subject to a machlokus tanayim. Rav Meir says that he washes his hands twice for every levisha. Although we saw in the beginning of today's daf, some amoraim would disagree, but the Gemara says we have a clear braisa. And the Braisa says that, according to Rav Meir, for that first time that he changes in the morning to his big day Zahav, he washes twice. So, the simple pshat in Rabbi Meir is, he's washing twice for every time that he's putting on new clothing. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say that no, the one washing is for the removal, and the one washing is for the Levisha. The Gemara asks the question, according to the Chachamim, how do you get to the number 10? Because there's only one washing in the first time he puts on his big day Zahav. Answer, go to the back end. And the back end, when he removes the big day Zav at the end of the day, he's going to wash again. So between the totality of that one and that one, plus the 8 in the middle, so you're going to get to a total of 10. 5 and 10 is Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Where do we see that there's Tvila in the Torah? So you can see it either in the back end or you can see it in the front end. You can see it either in Pasuk Chav Dalet or you can see it in Pasuk Dalet. Ostensibly, it's a machlok is between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe. And then the other big point that we made today is that there's going to be a reshuffling of the Pesukim. Kipshuto, the Kohen Gadol goes from gold to white to gold. Meaning if you read the Pesukim linearly, is that a word? Okay, I just made it a word. But if you read the Pesukim, if you read the Pesukim linearly, so you're going to see that there's only three changes. Gold, white, gold. So what the Gemara taught us today, Torah Shabbat Peh taught us, is that you're going to take Pasuk Chav Gimel, and it's going to reshuffle. And it's going to be gold, white. White is going to be most of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. To gold, for the Isle of Him and the Nation. To white, to remove the Kafan Machter from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Back to gold. That's how we're going to get to 5. That's how we're going to get to 5 Tvilos. And that's how we're going to get to 10 Kiddushin. Okay, Adkan.